time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should never think gossip. Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
Let's do it. John Krasinski says the Office cast group chat blew up when news broke about the new spinoff series, The Paper. His former co-star, Domhnall Gleeson, is leading the new show.
I remember we were in Cairo and he said, can I talk to you about something? And it was real serious. And he said, I just got offered this part in the paper. What do you think? And I said, you gotta do it. And he's like, you know, I think it's gonna be really good. And I said, as long as Greg's behind it, you're gonna be great. And we're all so supportive. The whole cast was texting about these guys making their show. It's gonna be awesome.
As for making a cameo, Krasinski's not ruling it out. Elizabeth Moss could turn up in The Handmaid's Tale spinoff, The Testaments. And Ryan Reynolds is hosting a Nat Geo series called Underdogs about animals on the lowest rungs of the food chain. Green Day did the theme song. I love it. Lindsay Lohan says her upcoming Hulu series Count My Lies is her first project where she doesn't have a love interest. Whew. Thank goodness we dodged a bullet on that one. Classic rock guitarist and singer Rick Derringer died on Memorial Day. He was 77. He had recently recovered from triple bypass surgery, best known for his solo hit Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo. That's from 1973. Rick's talent, though, is all over other artists' music. Played guitar on Bonnie Raitt's Total Eclipse of the Heart, three Steely Dan albums, Kiss, Barbra Streisand, produced classics like Frankenstein and Free Ride from the Edgar Winter Group, and worked with Al Yankovic on a lot of his hits. So R.I.P. Rick Derringer. Deborah Lee Furness has officially filed for divorce from Hugh Jackman. And Machine Gun Kelly opened up in a big way at the American Music Awards in Las Vegas, told Variety he had just come from a therapy session.
I fight the battle of it, you know, being like, oh, no, I got it. I'm good. And then I'm like, oh, man, I'm not good. I'm trying to develop a schedule where it's regulatory. But yeah, I ran from it for many years. But I think just like my music grows, me as a human has to grow. Sorry, we're talking about therapy. The strongest thing you can do is ask for help.
No, I think that's nice that he's talking about that openly. It was a really down-to-earth moment, reminding us no matter who you are or even if you're dating Megan Fox, it's okay to not have it all together. Speaking of not having it all together, a former Diddy aide testified yesterday that he kidnapped her at gunpoint and brought her with him to supposedly Kid Cudi. And a dirt alert. Yeah, no murder in the dirt alert, just grand larceny. In a headline that sounds like a plot twist from their own show, Trump has granted a full pardon to Todd and Julie Chrisley. The reality TV stars were serving time for tax evasion and bank fraud. And when I say tax evasion and bank fraud, I mean gazillions of it. And that's the Daily Dust. And it's brought to you, of course, by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. I'm definitely washing my hands on this one today.